Good evening, saints of God. Welcome to First This Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will change my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Today is Thursday, March 2nd, 2023. March 2nd, 2023. Our daily bread, our fresh manna today. Don't you know that the Lord loves to give us fresh manna every day, and it comes from heaven. He wants to fill our hearts with His love, His joy, His peace, His knowledge, His blessings, His favor and goodness, and His great health for our bodies, and His grace, great protection. So as I always say, another day of living in the light of God's Word, His authority and His power. And we endeavor to implement our authority that God, that Jesus delegated unto us as sons and daughters of the Most High God. And we keep the enemy running and we say, no, you don't. You're not welcome in my body. You're not welcome in my home. You're not welcome in my marriage. You're not welcome with my children. And with my grandchildren, great-grandchildren, my family, you are not welcome. We submit to God and we resist the devil, and he has to flee. So, Father, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Thank you for our daily bread. Thank you for the eternal living word that lives and abides in us forever, the everlasting, the living, and the eternal word living on the inside of us, Father. We are nothing without you. And your word, Father, has the power and authority to give us everything that you have desired for us to walk here on this earth. And for that, we thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the Holy Spirit that lives in us, that is the teacher, the counselor, the comforter, the advocate, our lawyer, our judge, Father. Our strengthener, our comforter. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And Father, one word from you will change our lives forever, because you reveal that one word, Father, that opens our spirit to receive more and more knowledge and wisdom of your word, and revelation and illumination, inspiration, impartation, and then we partake of your word, Father. We're not only hearers, but we're doers, Father. And when you speak your word, Father, let us be children of God that obey you quickly. When you say something to us that you want us to do, we obey what the Holy Spirit speaks to our hearts, Lord. So we want to thank you that you are here with us. Your anointing goes forth, because whenever the word of God is spoken, Father, there is power in your word, Father. There's authority in your word. And your word goes forth to accomplish all that you sent it to. So we want to thank you, thank you, thank you for all our hearers and listeners. But more than hearers and listeners, every doer of the word, Father God. They will be blessed today to hear the fresh manna that you have for us today, Father, to strengthen us, to uplift us, to encourage us, Father, and to that you show your love, Father, through your word, Father, and correction and rebuke and exhortation, whatever it may be, Father, it is you, Lord, that corrects us, that rebukes us, that exhorts us, but more than that, you are the one that loves us and comforts us and uplifts us and strengthens us. And your goodness and your blessing and your favor, Father, surrounds us wherever we go. And for that, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we can say amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today, we're going to speak on refuse to worry, refuse to worry. And a lot of you know in this time that we're living in after the COVID, there's so much things going on in the world. People having stressed out, having anxiety, have worries and cares and anger, depression, loneliness, frustration. And they, like I said, they're so tight like a rubber band, they're ready to explode. So right now we're going to hear about what God says to refuse to worry. And as children of God, we can walk in the peace of God. We don't have to let the outer circumstances dictate to us on the inside. In the name of Jesus, we do not. We dominate. We refuse to worry. We refuse to have anxiety. We refuse thoughts, ideas, and suggestions that are contrary to the Word of God. We refuse it. And we do not submit to those things, but we submit to God and to His holy written Word and His authority and power, and we resist the devil and he has to flee. We want to keep him running. We don't want to give him any place in our lives. Amen? Thoughts, ideas, and suggestions might come, and they're like a bird, but just because a bird flies over your head doesn't mean that we have to let it build a nest in our heads. No, we don't. We cast them out and say, get out of here. In the name of Jesus, keep the enemy running. Amen? And keep the eternal living word in your heart, always in your heart and in your mouth, releasing and declaring the great works and wondrous works of God in our lives. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's look at Matthew 6:27, the New Living Translation. Matthew 6:27. Can all your worries add a simple moment to your life? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? No, they don't. No, it doesn't. God doesn't want you to live worried and anxious about anything or being frustrated or being angry. Amen? He knows that worry is counterproductive. Counterproductive. It steals your peace and joy and affects every area of your life. Your sleep, your health, your peace. Worry steals precious moments of time that you can never get back. Can I hear an amen? Decide today to put an end to worry in your life. Don't feed worry by focusing on bad news all the time. And I'll tell you what, if we watch the news, we can start worrying, amen? But I can watch the news and I will not let it affect me. Like the Lord said, Rose, I want you to be like a duck in the water. And what happens? The duck has so much oil and we have so much Holy Spirit oil inside and on the outside. And what happens? Those things will roll right off of us just like a duck in the water. The water rolls right off. And that's what we need to roll things right off. When they are contrary to the Word of God, we say, no, you don't. I ain't going to worry. I know my God shall supply all my need according to His riches in Christ Jesus. I'm not going to worry about that I'm not going to get healed. No, I don't worry about that because Jesus already said that He healed me 2,000 years ago. So why am I going to worry if I'm going to get healed? No, I'm healed already by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am healed. I were and I am. Amen. Sure, we should be informed about at news, but we don't have to be watching it. I know some people, they watch it every day for 4 or 5 hours. No, I just watch just enough to find out what's going on. 30 minutes of it, and that's it. And I don't want to watch that. I don't want to watch things that are not it. They're not going to edify me, that they're crime stories or they're just different stuff that doesn't bring any glory to the Lord. No, I don't want to do that. But that's up to you. That's just me, okay? But we should be more informed of the truth of the Word of God instead of being informed of all that is going around us. Amen? Don't get me wrong. Yes, we can. But our main focus should be on the truth of God's Word. Amen? Feed your faith by meditating on His Word and fill your heart and mind with God's promises. Declare every day, my God shall supply all my needs. Thank you, Jesus, for confirming that. Amen. He makes a way out where there's no way. He is my Redeemer. He is my Restorer. He is my Healer. He has already healed my body. He is my provision. He is my protector. He is my wisdom. He is my knowledge. He is all the blessings that I would ever need. They chase me down. Blessings can't help but to chase me down, and His favor. Amen. Hallelujah. As you focus on God's word, you'll drive out worry and fill your heart with faith and expectancy. You'll experience His peace and joy and move forward into the blessings God has in store for you and me. Amen. We want to walk in the blessings of God. I love it. I love when God blesses me and He shows His goodness and His favor all around me. I go, Lord, You are so good to me. You are so good to me. I have a great life. Pastor Jesse and I and Andrew have a great life because we follow after, wholeheartedly after, our Father God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. We all have great lives. If you start saying that, I have a great life, boy, I'll tell you what, it'll get in your spirit and you will not allow worries and anxiousness and cares and all this bad news all around us, mental health, people are emotionally disturbed. You will not allow that stuff to get into your spirit. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And I love this scripture where it says, Psalms 9:1, I will give to You, Lord, with all my heart, I will tell of all Your wonderful deeds. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. I will give to You, Lord, with all my heart, I will tell of all Your wonderful deeds, and I will praise You, my Father God, in the name of Jesus. I will praise You all the days of my life, Father. Hallelujah. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord's strength outweighs even in the darkest times. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord's strength outweighs even in the darkest times. Psalms 27:1. Can I hear an amen? Thank You, Father God. Thank You. It takes the same amount of energy to worry as it does to believe. Why don't you take the same time you normally be worrying and invest it in thanking God instead, in praising God instead, giving Him praise and honor? Thank Him for working in your life. Thank You for meeting all your needs. Thank You, thanking Him for everything that He does for you every day, for the very breath that He's giving us every day. Amen? Thank Him for the answer that is on its way. Thank Him for being in complete control of your life. Thank Him for being in complete control of your life because you've given your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Amen? Instead of overanalyzing a bad situation, spend your time meditating on scriptures such as, God always causes me to triumph. I can do all things through Christ. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. We've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We did not love our lives even unto death. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I praise and worship your holy name. I thank you that in your presence is fullness of joy, peace, and rest. Today, I choose to put an end to worry in my life. I choose to feed my faith by studying your promises and declaring your word over my life. I declare that I will walk in your supernatural peace, no matter what the circumstances look like. No matter what the circumstances look like, I declare that I will walk in your supernatural peace, no matter what the circumstances look like. Help me to totally trust in you today and always in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It says, help me to totally trust in you today. With God's knowledge that we get when we read the word, we can trust in him. Like the word says, trust in the Lord, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. We cling and adhere unto the Lord. We hold unto him. He is our life-giving Father that gives us the life and the strength and the breath that we need every day. He is the ultimate source of our lives, and we need him every second of our lives. 24/7 we need him all the time. Oh, how we thank you, Father. How we thank you. How we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You are gracious and you are kind. You're full of mercy and full of grace. And again, we want to say thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oriasim barahasi kitoronda, ashendele barakita lamanathitere thikiria. O tekirianta basa katalia, ene barahanto kiria. O my daughter, let me wipe away your tears. Do not be discouraged. And don't look at the circumstances that are coming towards you and wondering how you're going to do it. You trust in me, my daughter and my son, and I will take care of that situation. I will cause it to be in your way, into your own benefit, that it will benefit you. It will all come out the way I have said it, because I have wiped away your tears. I have healed your heart. And I have healed your wounds. So don't be dismayed or discouraged. Just trust in me. And it'll all work out. Because I am your ultimate resource and protection. And your healer. And your father. And I love you so much. I will not allow the enemy to steal from you. As long as you are doing what I've called you to do. As long as you continue to plant seeds in the garden that I've called you to, you will never lack for anything. The blessings of the Lord will overtake you. My favor will overtake you wherever you go. And people can't help but to bless you. So get ready. Get ready. My due season is here now. My due season is here now. My due season is here now. The blessings of the Lord will overtake you. And you will see. You will see my protection, my provision, my wisdom, and my knowledge. And the glory of the Lord will surround you and my anointing and my love that will carry you as you go through this assignment that I've given you. The race that I place before you, the destiny and the plan that I have for you, that only you can fulfill it. And you will raise your hands and say, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for the victory belongs to me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Father, thank you so much for every listener. Thank you for every hearer. Thank you for every doer of the word. We just love you, Father. Thank you for fresh manna. Thank you for encouraging us. Thank you for protecting us. And thank you for providing for us and keeping us healthy. In Jesus' name, Father, we just love you. We cannot ever stop thanking you and saying thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me today again. And tomorrow, Brother Andrew will be with you. It's Friday. Boy, this year is already starting fast. He will be with you Saturday. Pastor Jesse will be with you Sunday morning and Monday night. And we just want to remind you that the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love doesn't exist in its own way. And love isn't rude, you know, pushy or controlling. Love is patient. And because love lives in us, we release the love of God everywhere we go. In Jesus' name, we thank you. God bless you. Have a great evening. And we'll see you. Brother Andrew will see you tomorrow and Saturday. God bless you. Have a great evening. Love you.